thank you so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation with Rais Hussein, chairperson of MDEC. We're discussing the consequences of revoking the exemption for subsea cable cabotage on Malaysia's digital economy ambitions. Sharad, you had a question.
Yeah, Rais, we talked earlier, you ended the last segment by referring to FDIs. And in an FDI situation, the country is looking at foreign players to invest. And often, and I think throughout history, Malaysia bends over backwards when it comes to foreign investors, right? And giving them what they want, because they can go somewhere else. Why aren't we doing that in this instance? They say they need this level of technical expertise when it comes to cable repair. Why not just give it to them?
I think this is something that we've been trying to articulate and repeat it many times. That, look, they are the guys who are coming to invest, and we want that FDIs to come in. We want that FDIs to come in and spur the economic growth. We always understand that every time there's a cable lending, it has a positive correlation to the GDP growth and employment. This is no-brainer. We need to do this. Henceforth, again, I've been writing about this. I've been talking about this. I've been, as recent as yesterday, wrote urgent letters to about 8 different ministers, including the Prime Minister, and requesting them, please look at this. This is a very serious enough thing that we need to consider. If you look at the balance, the tip, so you have on one side, we need to protect the local industry, which is loosely translated as that agency that has the first right of refusal. If the repair is needed, we need to go
Malaysian
there.
Malaysian Shipping Association.
MASA, and probably one company that owns that 6 DP1 type of vessels with budgets modified and so on. Then on this side, you have the Ministries of Communication, Multimedia, you have the MOSTI there, you have the MDEC there, and you have all the tech giants there. And just now we just heard from MyIX. Guys, this is a very simple thing. This should not be too much of rocket science. Mm. And I think let us not debate and argue on who is what and what is what. I think we know what to do the right thing, right? Please, I agree that you should build capacity on the local front. I agree you should support the local industry. Absolutely. But we must have a certain milestones.
Right.
So if we do not have the DP2 capabilities, please do not stop other FDIs coming into Malaysia.
So you say it's not rocket science, and yet we've had this, for the past 6 months. Nothing has changed for the past six months. And some tech industry players have suggested that perhaps, the cabotage policy was designed for an analog era when, goods were transported for vessels carrying goods and the like, not so much for a digital economy era. So how would you like to see the cabotage policy redesigned, taking into account the competing needs or the balance that you talked about for a more digital economy-friendly era?
That's why in our suggestion, MDEC's proposition, which we have articulated in our position paper that we updated recently, and also we wrote to the 8 different ministries, including the PM, we said that we have a short-term objective and a long-term objective. The short-term objective is that immediately remove this cabotage thing for the operations and maintenance, right? Immediately. Because we have a very small timeline before Singapore comes back into play. And Thailand is looking at another way, crossing from one side of the Thai to the other side of the Thai, bypassing Straits of Malacca. If that happens, we are going to be impacted. Indonesia has open up everything. The only cabotage policy that goes into operation maintenance in the world is India and China. And we all know how long it gets to repair ships. Everywhere else, tada. So it is very clear what we need to do. That's a short term. Immediately exempt, remove that. Secondly, on a long term, because we need to give confidence, once bitten, twice shy. We need to give confidence to all the investors. These guys are, we are talking about 14, 15 billion ringgit investment in data centers. By the way, I must stress this. Malaysia has all the wherewithal to accommodate any data centers of any quality with all the right talents, infrastructure, everything in Malaysia. NTT started a long time ago.
This obviously is a response to the minister's point.
But
right?
let me tell you one more thing. Just now, their entity is going to build the fifth data center in Cyberjaya. So please, for goodness sake, we are ready. We are able to accommodate data
centers. Right. So, you know,
and the long term. Sorry, I forgot. The long term, we need to have a legislative piece into it, an act saying that permanently this should not be there.
Okay.
In terms of the cabotage for...
Or take it out.
Or take it out take completely.
It out from the,
okay,
the
let me ask you. What's recently put this back onto the into the forefront of a public discussion is the Bifrost and Echo cables, right, Gui? We also hear suggestions that there might be other possible landings that might not happen because of this policy. Do you think we'll have to wait for those to be confirmed, that we've lost out yet again, before somebody takes action in terms of this policy?
Hence the urgent letters that I sent. Hence, I request, I plead with everyone to think rationally, put aside emotions, put aside anything else. This is in the greater good of the country, of the nation. 1.2 million unemployment and underemployment among the youth. This is a big number.
When you say put aside emotions, who are you talking to, Reyes?
I'm talking to anyone who has that emotions to not to allow this. Now, for me, it's very simple. This is not rocket science. If you are an investor, if you do not have a sense of stability with regards to policy, you will think twice before investing. So that's what's happening now. So I think the continuous and constructive engagement between the tech giants within my IX and also the government, I think the Prime Minister is an open guy. He actually welcomes this constructive engagement and so on. And I hope, and I pray, more importantly, I hope that put aside the emotions. This is not for one company or one association or what. Look for the greater good of the nation. We cannot take this kind of risk. And remember, if Thailand actually does what they want to do, they can bypass the entire Straits of Malacca. People will just cross like that. That takes away our capability of becoming a trans-Indian Ocean Pacific cable network.
Right. Okay.
Then, don't forget, Singapore moratorium will be finished by this year.
This year. So time is of the essence. And unfortunately, we've run out of time here on the show. But we want to thank you for being on the show with us tonight. Thank you, Reyes, for your time. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you, a quick reminder. You can get all the latest news and information on COVID-19 vaccines at astroawani.com as well as the Astro Awani app. Thank you so much for watching the show tonight. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
We'll be back with you same time tomorrow. Till then, good night.